You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
CNN breaking news. This is CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking 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 news.
Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson. At the Hudson Farmers Market, you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM hands-on radio.
Basilica Hudson's Farm and Flea Summer Market is back July 12th and 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Visitors can play, learn, eat, and shop with over 100 local farmers, chefs, makers, and collectors celebrating the natural bounty of the Hudson Valley. Info at basilicahudson.org. See you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mama Getty of Hyannis, Massachusetts. WGXC supporters care deeply.
Fear's got me living with the lights out. Chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a deadly medication. I try but I can't change my situation. Cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army and you're gonna hear the sound. What the enemy stole. You can't speak it lies over my family now. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on. And got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say. Jesus, I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole.
The concept I'm going to share.
We're done with all the mind games. You try to play, if it ain't clear yet, I want everything you took from me. In the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free, that our name is Jesus, Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus, the name that makes the demons flee. I want it all now, we're taking it back now. Yeah, you know what's going down when you're inside. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of.
tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole.
Taking it all back. You hear that? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And this is the bright side, beloved. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online all the time. Anytime you go to the archive, you can find the bright side somewhere with me. How you doing on this Independence weekend, this first Sunday in July? Summer here in full force in the Northeast. It's been a little hot, but praise God, we know someplace hotter and we don't have to go there. Amen to that. Well, listen, we come to do what we do. It's been a strange week, a hard week, a difficult week. We call it double D. These are the double D days, beloved. Difficult and dangerous days. How about that? But we're going back. We're taking it all back. We're going to take it all back. That was Pastor Torrin Wells rocking out. Amen. We take it all back. We come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, that's what we do. And that's what we do with you in mind all the time. So I'm going to go with the music. We're going to let the music flow. We're going to let the music play. We're going to be coming back with our spiritual social commentary for today. After, I think we have about six songs in our track for today. After that, I'll be back. Make a joyful noise, all you people, with Ron Canole. Make a joyful noise, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Testify, Mr. Kelante Gavin. I've got a reason, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. God is on your side, the Mississippi Mass Choir. Yes, love, Les, I will be back. Oh, and you know what? I just still want to say, Happy Independence Day, USA. Man, is this experiment being tested or what? But guess what, beloved? I'm going to rock out with Pastor Torrin and say, we're calling the angels down. Hallelujah. Storming the gates of hell with the power of the Holy Ghost. Take back what the enemy stole. Take our joy back, our peace back. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that. All right, beloved. Well, here we're going to come with the music. Hallelujah. And you know what? A strange thing. It's been a strange weekend for me. I don't know. How's it going for you? It has been a strange weekend. I'm telling you, I'm in full-fledged warfare mode today. I'm telling you, it's been interesting. It's been real interesting, but we're going to keep it moving and do what we do. Ron Canole, make a joyful noise, all ye people, to the Lord.
Make a joyful noise, all ye people, sing a song to the Lord, of his goodness and his mercy, of his faithfulness and love. Make a joyful noise, all you people. Sing a song to the Lord, of his goodness and his mercy, of his faithfulness and love. Come on and worship the Lord. Joyful noise, sing a song.
sovereign God, who's made himself available for us to call upon him anytime we want to. Hallelujah! Let's call him up tonight.
If you confess the Lord, call him up.
Yeah. Come on. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony,
I can't be silent.
I gotta share it. So excuse me if I get too loud. I gotta share what the Lord has done for me. See something. You've been good to me. Ooh, I gotta testify. I've gotta testify. Oh, oh, oh,
sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life.
your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
So Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
even
it wouldn't work.
Try, cause you've been
so good,
so good
to me.
To me.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today, Lord,
you are good.
You've been so good. Even if I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on, say,
Lord, you
have been so good.
I don't
know why you do it, God. But God knows we're grateful.
He's been so good. He's been so good to me. And he's been good to you, too. And I can say that because you're here and hearing me. He's given you audibility, ears to hear. Hallelujah. A heart to feel, a mind to comprehend. Praise be to God. You know, if we woke up this morning and looked in the mirror and knew who was looking at us, he's been good. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC Acra, WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill, and beyond, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. This is where we take the time to lift the name of Jesus high. Amen. We bring you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I gave you a lineup, but you know the Holy Spirit is having his way. I told you it's a warfare going on, and I just surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and let the Holy Ghost have his way. Hallelujah, in my life. So we had in the lineup Make a Joyful Noise by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, but Holy Ghost sent us in a different direction, and we listened to the Spirit of Praise, the Spirit of Praise for choir, amen, 4 foot choir. And then, amen, I had another lineup for you, praise the Lord, but Holy Ghost had his way. And so we just heard, instead of I've Got a Reason by Hezekiah Walker, Lord, You Are Good by Todd Galbraith. Yes, beloved, that's what we do. We bring you the music for the message, the heart, the mind, and the soul. And sometimes we just need to take time, stop looking at all of the problems, and focus on the promises of God, and know that He is with us, He is for us, He's not against us. He truly is on our side. I don't care what it look like, sound like, seem like, be like. I know God is here, God is near, and yes, beloved, God is what? On our side. Is he, do you know that? Do you know, like, you know that you know that you know that? God is on your side? Hey, beloved, well, we have a little reminder. God is on your side. Amen. Where'd it go? Hallelujah. I tell you. It's almost comical. It's almost comical because you know what? We don't quit in the dip. That's right. We don't do that. Hallelujah. All we're going to do is take a little time and find. Yeah, my lineup didn't come up like it was supposed to today. Hallelujah. So that's all right. We do it old school, one by one by one. So here we go with the Mississippi Mass Choir. That's right. God is, I told you, He's on your side.
Listen, some days are weary.
Some days you're weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
And don't you think nothing less?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
God's on your side.
Hold on.
God's on your side.
He can handle it.
God's on your side.
Miss Leandria Johnson.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
Only a test.
You can take it.
Yes, you can.
Don't worry.
Yes, beloved, I'm a witness. God is on your side. He's on our side. I'm telling you, he is. He's on our side. You're listening to a overcomer, a survivor, a witness. Amen. God is on our side. Oh, my gosh. So, listen, be encouraged. Whatever's going on, you're going to make it all right. Just stay strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you know what? Even we're not feeling so strong, he's got us covered. He said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. He's got us front and back, side to side, going and coming. Oh, beloved, the promises of God for those who will believe. Amen. Those who will believe. You know how frustrating it is when you want somebody to believe you and you know you're telling the truth. You know you did right. You know you're right. And it's frustrating. And they won't believe you. They listen to other voices. They believe fake reports, forced up evidence, misinterpreted or mistaken or just missing the mark, right? And well, imagine how God feels being so good, so powerful, and being misrepresented and not believed. He just asked us to believe, just to believe. Oh, so beloved, amen. I got a word, a spiritual social commentary. I don't know about you. I did what I could do. The Senate and Congress, they voted on legislation that is going to change even more our nation, no doubt about it. And so some people are getting discouraged and getting disheartened and feeling overwhelmed, overrun, overtaken. But this is nothing new with God. This is nothing new with God. And I just want you to be encouraged in knowing that he hasn't forgotten us. God hasn't abandoned us. God hasn't walked away from us. He might be frustrated with us from time to time, but he loves us. Amen. You know, in the word of God, there are biblical prophets who are called by God to speak truth to power. In the Bible, this situation that we find ourselves in has occurred before and then some more, right? And he uses people of God to speak truth to power, to confront kings and rulers and nations with God's message of justice and repentance and righteousness. Yes, he did, and yes, he does. But before I even go into the biblical stories on that, and I only have a few minutes, but I read something in the devotional this morning, was right on target with what I wanted to share this morning with you that has been on my spirit these couple of days. This Upper Room devotional was written by a youth group in the United Methodist Church in Eningen, Baden-Württemberg, Germany. Well, you listen to it, it sounds like they were talking about the U.S. of A., but they're talking about their experiences. Amen. And it's titled God's Instruments. And looking at the word of God in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, where it says, you are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden. You are the light of the world. They asked the thought for the day that we think this day, how is God calling me to be salt and light in the world? And they pray that as Christians, we'll have the courage to live our Christian identity. Listen to what these young people said. They said the disturbing events in our world challenges us to reflect on our Christian calling and identity. We cannot deny the suffering and injustice around the world and in our own communities. War, gun violence, and other forms of attack are ever present. People continue to risk their lives to escape harsh conditions in the places they call home. We cannot ignore tensions among family members and friends due to our competing priorities. All these are reflections of our broken world. And in the face of all these things, we couldn't, our silence in the face of such pain is like a betrayal of our calling to be God's instruments of peace, justice, and healing. God has called us to let Christ's light shine where darkness prevails. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we must do something big. Our smallest acts of kindness can bring healing to a broken heart. Our honest prayers can be courage, a source of strength for others. And our simplest acts of courage can bring justice to our communities. Let us discover the ways God is calling us to serve and intentionally strive to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And they offer prayer all the way from Germany. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to be your servants in the world. Help us to live according to Christ's teachings. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Help us to live according to Christ's teachings. And you know, in the Word of God, we have the foreshadow of Jesus Christ. We have the Savior types in the Bible, Abraham, David, Moses, right? Hallelujah. And we have people called by God, prophets even, to speak truth to power. Hallelujah. Beloved, praise be to God. The young people in Germany tell us that we're God's instruments, and that being silent in the face of injustice, in the face of violence, in the face of things that are contrary to the teachings of the Lord, God the Almighty, is a betrayal of our call as his children. Hallelujah. So the prayers for us to be courageous, and God over and over again in the Word of God, particularly in Isaiah chapter 40, what did he say? Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be courageous. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. I am your God. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, he used the prophet to speak to King David. The prophet Nathan had to speak to King David and call him out for his sins. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And even though God forgave him, there were some consequences for what he did. Even though we know he was a man after God's own heart, he had consequences and turmoil that followed him because of the choices that he made and the consequences associated with them. Didn't mean that God didn't love him. We still speak of him as a man after God's own heart. But the facts are the facts. Amen. In the book of 1 Kings in chapter 18 through 21, we read about a king who was ungodly and his ungodly queen, right? And their problem, their issue was injustice and false worship, idolatry, had an idol that the people were worshiping. Amen. And God called the people, the prophet of God, to speak. Amen. People sold out for God to speak to these powers. Their God sent Elisha to speak against the military aggression and the injustice and the unfaithfulness of Israel, foreign leaders, various kings, including Jehoram of Israel, and other foreign leaders. He warned of coming judgment and performed miracles to validate his authority. And some kings listened, but some ignored his counsel, which led to national decline, beloved. And the list goes on and on of the times when God had to raise up prophets to speak truth to power. Hallelujah. Those who made the laws, made the rules, those who used their power and their authority for corrupt leadership, dishonest gain. Oh, my Lord, those who perpetuated violence and injustice, those who imprisoned, oh, my God, unjustly. Hallelujah. Those who were hypocritical, those who operated with a spiritual blindness. Jesus speaks to such in Matthew chapter 23, Luke 13, and John 18. All through the Bible, we have these common issues that are addressed, injustice, especially toward the poor and the marginalized. God sees, God knows, God cares, and God acts. God sees the idolatry and unfaithfulness to God. He sees the corruption of leaders, both political and religious. He sees the false security in religious rituals and religiosity without obedience to what God says and who God is. And the outcomes are often the same, beloved. But God calls us to warn, and he calls us to speak truth to power. Let those who have ears to hear, let us heed, beloved, so that we can avoid the consequences. Amen. There are choices and there are consequences. The prophet Jeremiah said, "Choose ye this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord who is gracious, the Lord who is faithful, the Lord who's love, long-suffering and loving and patient, the Lord who says that he is the God of the widow and the orphan, beloved. Hallelujah. The God of the least of these. I was hungry, you fed me. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was sick, you healed me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was in prison, you came to see about me." And asked him, "Lord, when did we see you in such conditions?" And he said, "When you saw the least of these and did it for them, you did it to me." Hallelujah, you did it to me. Choices and consequences, beloved. Amen. Let us line up in agreement with our brothers and sisters across the big pond, over there in Germany and all around the world. We are God's instruments. Hallelujah. And we are called to such a time as this unto good works. Let's get into some good trouble and do some good works. Amen. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. I do come with a message, a spiritual social commentary, and music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have more music for you. And after that, we'll have our closing comment and prayer. So don't go nowhere. You stay right here with me on WGXC. We got a little something. It's called the Jehovah Medley, and we're going to play a little bit of that, and then we'll come back with our final thoughts and words. We're going to play some of that if it shows up here on my, I'm telling you, but we got the victory. How about that? Well, beloved, it seems to be eluding me in this lineup right now. But, and why am I seeing the same songs over and over again? Interesting, isn't it? But like we said, God is on our side. I'm calling the angel power. I'm storming the gates of hell. Hallelujah. In the power of the Holy Ghost, taking back what the enemy stole. And that means my playlist too. Amen. Jehovah Medley, beloved. Ryan O5 featuring Charity Grant.
A thousand words would be enough to sing the praise of my Savior, of my Savior.
Risen King holds all power, holds all power. Only you are holy, mighty, worthy of glory. We will praise you now. Only you are awesome, righteous King in the heavens. We crown you now. Our dear ancient words will never change, will never fade. And I'm surrounded, oh, I'm surrounded.
Oh, in a den filled with lies, you shut their mouths. I walk freely.
Beloved, he is for us. Yes, he is. Didn't I tell you? And they know it. You know it too. We wouldn't be here without him. Amen. Well, it's about time for me to wrap it up. But listen, God's tarrying coming or calling. We'll be back on next Sunday with more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Tell somebody and share the good that God is doing right here on WGXC with me. I want to say happy birthday to all you July babies. Happy birthday to my number one son. Happy birthday, Cameron. Love you so much. Love you to eternity. Happy anniversary to all you July lovers. May you have a good year, even better than the year before. If you'd like more information about Overcoming Ministries, how to connect or submit a prayer request, or you can check out our website at www.omichurch.com. And if you, looking for some connections, some fellowship, some support, we're here for you. We're here for you. Praying for you, beloved. If you are sick, if you're afflicted, if you're shut in, you got a procedure coming up, a surgery coming up, you're waiting on a test or a test result, we are praying for you. If you are feeling lost or lonely, if you're feeling confused and depressed and stressed, if you are grieving and feeling bereavement, we are praying for you. We are praying for you. And even right now, I pray for you that no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere. You will not quit. You will hang in there. You will not quit in the dip. Because the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. And yes, beloved, we are the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And he sheds that light, shares his light with all of us who believe and who receive. If you don't know him as a personal Lord and Savior and friend, pray that you'll get to know him before your story end. And amen, we want to help you toward that end. That's why we come with the music, the message, amen, and touch the heart, the mind, and the soul. Listen, you stay safe, you stay well, and be blessed. All right, this last song is by Reverend James Cleveland, and says, "Save me, Lord, save me, Lord." Listen, oh, before I go, next Sunday, I will be at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, New York for this 10 a.m. service. I'm there on the second Sundays of the month. And, if you come on through, say hello. I'd love to say hello to you, all right? We'll be there. But from now till then, or when we meet again, remember never to forget God loves you. Hallelujah. Listen to his testimony. And I did it. He did it. You could do it. Save me, Lord.
Large group of people assembled in a little apostolic church. They were having a revival service. And on the front row, this was a long time ago, they had a row they called the Mourner's Bench. Part of our heritage we're talking about. where the unsaved were invited to come down to get close to the fire. And for days and days and days, the meeting would go on. And every night when it came time for the altar call, people would be at the altar on their knees crying out, "Save me, Lord." Save me, Lord. And it was one Tuesday night. About 21 years ago, that I had my turn on the mourner's bench. And I never shall forget the night that I made my decision for Christ. And I said, "Lord, there's not much of me, but you take it. And whatever you have need of, I'm willing. Save me, Lord. Save me." I wonder tonight if there are any of you that can.